and ABC News political director Rick Klein joins me now live on the line. Rick, the scenes out of Minneapolis, absolutely incredible, especially overnight with fires throughout the city. We heard basically from somebody who was on the scene all night long that it isn't just the images, that if you are there in person, that's what you're seeing. That's the chaos that you're seeing on the streets. Can you remember a time like this, you know, even thinking of similar protests that happened going back to Ferguson and things over the last decade? I don't know if they've really reached this scale.
No, I mean, I think the fact that it's nationwide makes it particularly poignant and troubling to watch. It's felt like for some time this nation has been a tinderbox. And I think all through this the spring of the shutdown, there's been an edge of tension. And this has lit a match under it all. And now we have just enormously troubling and almost scary photos and images coming out. And the reality that's behind it is so widespread. And I think you're seeing the frustration shared by so many people of color in the way that this situation was handled, just the absolute outrage over it and the slowness with which authorities appear to have responded.
You mentioned during the shutdown, and I'm wondering if, you know, obviously the tensions and the death of George Floyd, what started this, and there is real issues there, but the past 2 months of people being kind of isolated, locked into their homes, nothing to do, that has to play into what we're seeing, right?
Yeah, I sure think it does. I don't think you can extricate that. And the fact that that the COVID-19 crisis has had an unequal impact on people's health, with a disproportionate number of African Americans and Latinos impacted, and also on people's livelihoods. I mean, it's been a luxury for so many upper-income Americans to be able to work from home and keep drawing a salary. But the fact is there are so many people that have to put themselves in harm's way. And I think that part of the tension that's been revealed here has been related to that. Even though the death of George Floyd had nothing to do with COVID-19, it happened to come at this moment where so many Americans are feeling disproportionate impacts and are just so frustrated.
And I'm sure this moment, obviously the virus and all of its impacts having a huge swaying factor on what happens in the presidential campaign and eventual election in November. This is another thing that I think is a moment for each of these candidates to, you know, really make their stance on an important issue in this country known.
Yeah, I think it's campaigns reveal leadership moments. And I'm struck this week by the way that Joe Biden has chosen to wear a mask and Donald Trump has chosen not to. I feel like it has larger resonance even than the current public health crisis because it speaks to a vision of leadership. Joe Biden wanting to convey the importance of living the same experience that's being recommended to people. Donald Trump wanting to convey some sort of strength in this. And I feel like that makes for an interesting moment. And I think you toss in the new racial controversy and the just tension that's out there, and you have an explosive mix as this campaign season begins to heat up.
What do you make of what's happened on Twitter over the past few days? Their new policy citing tweets, and so far the only ones I've seen cited or the only ones making headlines are tweets from the president for either fact checks or I believe their reasoning for citing one of the president's tweets last night was possible inciting violence.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, I understand the stated rationale that Twitter's using here, but this is a slippery slope, and it's going to become a very hard standard to uphold and to show that it isn't being applied unequally in any way, because the president is the only person to have this highlighted against. And you know, when the president, the thing that was cited overnight, the president harkened back to some 1960s era rhetoric when he said that when the looting starts, the shooting starts. You know, in some level, you can see why this is close to the line. It seems like a threat, but it also is the president of the United States who actually has the power to make good on threats like that and could be considered an official action. So I wonder, and I think even some people that are strong opponents of the president wonder if Twitter isn't playing right into the president's hands with a big old fight that he almost couldn't design any better if he tried.
Is this something where we might see pushback from both sides of the political spectrum on Twitter for doing this, saying, you know, if you're going to do this to one person, where do you go from here? Where do you stop? Where is that decision being made and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a slippery slope. And, you know, there's the potential for this to be abused in so many disparate ways. And I do think those concerns are going to be raised about why this is inappropriate. A way to draw the line. You already saw the head of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, make very clear that his platform views this differently. He doesn't view Facebook's role as being an arbiter of truth. The president retweeted that overnight. The irony of this all playing out on Twitter aside, there's no question in my mind that this is going to play out in really disparate ways, and that you're going to hear a lot of folks just wondering how this breaks down in the larger scheme, because it is such an explosive thing to start to do, and raising questions of censorship of the president of the United States.
Well, Rick, we appreciate the time. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live.